You're listening to SBS News.
It's an all too common scenario for migrant workers. Unpaid wages, no superannuation, and a lack of overtime payment is affecting vulnerable workers across all sectors of the economy. Katerina Schuller is an international student who worked as a waitress at several Sydney restaurants, earning $12 an hour in her first job and $14 an hour in her next role. She had asked her employer for pay slips, but they were never provided, and it took her a while to realise she was not working under proper conditions.
So after I quit these jobs, way after, I did contact my employers, former employers, and I said, I think there was an issue. I think you might need my tax file number. I think we need to formalise this, and maybe we should, you know, keep the record clean. And I've never heard from them again.
While the exact figure is unknown, it's estimated thousands of short-term migrants across Australia are exploited by bosses who withhold wages. The situation has prompted the New South Wales government to launch a free legal service to assist this at-risk group. The initiative will bring together four legal centres who have hired workers fluent in different languages to provide assistance to workers as well as outreach programs. New South Wales Attorney General Mark Speakman says the state government identified a gap in support services for workers.
There are plenty of people in the general population who have legal problems, but it's particularly acute for those on temporary visas who face visa issues, language issues, cultural issues, don't know where to go to get free legal advice when they are being paid unfairly below award rates, when they're unfairly dismissed, they're being bullied, sexually harassed at work. So this is to fill a critical legal gap for a very vulnerable part of our community.
Ms. Schuller decided to get advice from a community legal centre where she was told how much she had been underpaid and that she should have been given pay slips. She decided not to take legal action because she was unable to document the number of hours she had worked. Ms. Schuller now volunteers at one of the legal centres, which is part of the Migrant Employment Legal Service, after receiving help from the service.
I did not know what the minimum wage was when I was working in those places. I didn't even consider that when I was just, you know, starting out and getting employed. Again, I kind of thought that, and that's something that other people also told me from international background, that, you know, you're just starting out, it's your first job. Obviously, you're not expected to, you know, be paid millions. And I'm now volunteering with Redfern Legal Centre, but I did go as a client to Redfern Legal Centre. They do an international student service, and so that's the one that sort of very broad and help students with employment issues.
Matthew Kunkel is the director of the Migrant Workers Centre in Victoria. He says there's a huge need for such services across the country, but also greater education of workers when they first enter Australia.
One of the big parts of this exploitation is employers using a lack of understanding or a lack of education about workplace rights to get away with not paying these statutory minimums. The other thing that we hope we'll see is an expansion of services providing education to migrant workers about their workplace rights. That's so critical here, is that it's very difficult to know if you're being underpaid unless you know what it is that you're meant to be paid in the first place.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.